the Director, Department of Transportation, the Airport Director, requesting authorization to submit to the Federal Aviation Administration an amendment to Passenger Facility Charge Applications 6 and 7, authorizing the change in the PFC collection rate from $3 to $4.50.
Supervisor Washington.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move approval at this time.
Any comments or questions? Supervisor Hoss.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Wondering, Mr. Chairman, if representatives of the airport could describe in brief what this fee increase is and what it relates to.
Mr. Bates.
In brief, it changes the PFC from $3 to $4.50 to reflect the increased cost of capital projects at the airport and gives the airport additional PFC capacity for current and future projects. It's a complicated issue, as you state and you see in the program, because as a medium hub airport, we have to meet certain tests to amend the PFC. The projects had to be related to air safety and security, competition, congestion, and aviation noise. And so the projects that you're amending in Project 6, Application 6 and 7, all meet that test. And so this raises that PFC to that amount and will probably remain at that amount for years to come in future applications.
And, Mr. Chairman, if I may, does this fee then get billed to passengers?
Yes, it's part of your airline ticket.
Right. Thank you.
And then the airlines send us the fees, right? Okay. As noted, we're kind of the last of the Mohicans on this. Most airports in the country are at $4.50.
Yes.
We will soon be at $4.50. All the Wisconsin airports and Chicago airports are at $4.50.
So then, Mr. Chairman, we are not stepping out on a limb, but joining the masses.
No, we're not gouging anybody.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you. Any other comments or questions? Supervisor Dresser?
Yeah, just, you know, we've definitely lost some flights at Mitchell Field, and you reported that to us last month. This fee is partially going up because we have less flights to spread it around. Therefore, the per cost has to go up. I mean, I understand we were low to begin with, but is that a fair analysis?
Actually, Supervisor, Mr. Chairman, this has been contemplated for some time, and it really is a function of future project requirements and future PFC capacity need. Now, right, we'll see a decline in what was of that curve, you know, but it was even needed before the de-hubbing by Frontier.
So yes and no.
Yeah, well, yeah, right. I'd like to introduce the committee's Tony Drake, president of Unison Consulting. He's our airport financial consultant and has been very much involved in this process.
He's been around a long time.
Thank you.
Okay. Not too much gray hair up there.
Any other comments or questions? Supervisor Bourne.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm just curious. Why wasn't this price increased a couple years ago when we had our airport boom, per se?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, again, it's a function of a forecast need for projects, and the $3 was carrying us okay, but certainly as projects are forecasted to be need for the airport and as costs have gone up for projects, the capacity of the PFC has declined because of inflation. So those two phenomena are really the main thing. There was a proposal in Congress to raise it to $7.50, which was hard fought, but and many airports across the country would have favored it, but the Congress did not pass that particular part of the bill. So it remains at $4.50.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We have a motion to move approval. Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
No.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Mr. Cheer?
Aye.
7-6 ayes, 1 no. The motion is approved.
Meet adjourned.
Thank you very much.